Father, we thank you so much for another Sunday morning. We thank you for the great blessing of the opportunity to be in church. Because in the church we hear the word of God. And the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So that means everyone needs a church, and everyone needs to go to church to hear the word of God. We are privileged and blessed to have one. So we do not take it for granted at all, Lord, that you have blessed us with this fellowship, blessed us with this place, an opportunity to meet every Sunday morning. And we thank you for the instruction in the word we receive every Sunday. We pray, Lord, that today you will give us our daily bread. We pray for the help of the Holy Spirit, without whom nothing makes sense in a church. We pray that the Holy Spirit will direct our service, direct the preaching, teaching, and hearing of your word in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will guide the understanding of your people into all truth. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. And may someone be encouraged today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. So, I've been sharing with you on Sundays about having things. Amen. Yeah. About having things. He that hath. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture has been Mark chapter 4 and verse 25. Mark chapter 4 and verse 25, which says that he that hath. To him that has, okay, why don't we read it together, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Hallelujah. So this is the verse that explains how people get to have and why people lose what they have. Amen. Amen. It is the verse that explains how people become rich and how people become poor. It is a verse that explains how people get to be married and how people get divorced. It is a verse that explains how people get to have a job and why people get fired from a job. Or why people are not even hired for a job. Hallelujah. It is the verse that explains how people get to have a place to stay and why some roommates throw other roommates out of the place. It is the verse that explains how people get to have a car to drive and why some people even lose what they have. Hallelujah. So it is a very important verse. It says, he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are trying to understand how come this is the case. And one of the reasons we understood is that he that hath and he that have not, both have certain traits in them that make this so. Hallelujah. Amen. That means there are certain specific qualities that when nurtured in a person or when developed in a person, put the person on the path to having. And then there are also other qualities which when they are not discouraged and when they do not diminish in a person, sets the person on the path to losing even that which he has. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever it is that you have, you see, anything you can have you can lose. If it can come, it can go. Hallelujah. Amen. If it can come to you, it can go to another person. Yeah. If it comes, it means it moves. And if it moves, then you bet you're not the only person it can go to. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you need to learn what it takes to secure it when it comes, so that it remains with you. We need to learn what it takes to secure our church members, what it takes to secure our jobs, what it takes to secure our relationships, what it takes to secure everything that God gives to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God can give you something, but you can lose it. Some people feel that so long as God gave it to me, no one can take it from me. But that is not true. Because then otherwise the devil won't be called a thief. Because thieves essentially steal what belongs to others. Isn't it? So if you can't lose it just because God gave it to you, then the devil will be an unemployed devil. And I can tell you that he's not. Amen. He's stealing things from people all the time. Things that legitimately belong to you, which belong to your life, can be stolen by the enemy, can be stolen by the devil, can be taken away from you by the devil, and you will look like you were not meant to have it. Do you see? Some people feel that, well, if I lost it, then it means I was not meant to have it. That's also not true. You were meant to have it, but you lost it for whatever reason. Amen. So that's what we're trying to understand. And so far, I've spoken to you, or I have shared with you about diligence, which is one of the main traits in people who end up having something. Hallelujah. Amen. Diligence is the trait that makes someone have something. And we defined diligence as the quality that makes people not give up easily. Hallelujah. Is that true? Yeah. Diligence is the persistent and relentless effort by an individual to solve a problem, to overcome difficulties, you know, to solve a problem, to overcome difficulties, and to accomplish great things. Hallelujah. Can someone text Bubu this address, please? All right. So, it is the persistent and relentless effort by an individual to solve a problem, to overcome difficulties, and to accomplish great things. Amen.
Amen.
You must set yourself up to overcome difficulties. Difficulties don't mean no. Amen. When you're trying to do something and you encounter an obstacle, is not the same as you're not supposed to be doing it. Hallelujah. If you're trying to get something and you encounter difficulties, it is not a message that it is not for you. Difficulties are meant to be overcome. Obstacles are meant to be overcome. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible, you find that there are many nice Christian words. In fact, they are often very encouraging words. And that is what all Christians everywhere look out for. Words like overcomer. Do you see? How many would like to be overcomers? Overcomers. Hallelujah. What about victorious? Victorious is another one, isn't it? What about breakthrough? Breakthrough is another one. Powerful words. Sometimes when you see Christian programs being held, they are advertised with, come for your breakthrough. Or come and be an overcomer. You know. But these words, see, breakthrough, I'm not sure if it's in the Bible. But overcomer is in the Bible. And victory is also in the Bible. Now, both overcome and or overcomer and victory are words that imply that you will face some difficulties. An overcomer is simply someone who comes over things. Isn't it? Someone who has learned the art of stepping over obstacles. Someone who has learned the art of persisting relentlessly until what was stopping them does not stop them anymore. Hallelujah. Someone who overcomes is a person who is able to press on in spite of what is hindering them or what is standing between them and where they are trying to get to. Hallelujah. So students have to overcome.
Amen.
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 Married people have to overcome.
Amen.
You have to come over. That means you have to be able to climb over. You have to be able to accelerate past the thing that is standing before you and that is preventing you from achieving or attaining peace, joy, and the happiness that the relationship promised at the beginning. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
It is such an important quality that if you do not develop it, you will not have anything. You will not have a degree. You will not have a job. To have a job, you have to learn to overcome things. You have to overcome rejection. You know, you dress up nicely and then you go to an interview. You wear some nice perfume, which is a very bad idea because you never know what perfume the interviewer likes or resents totally. Actually, as you sit in front of the interviewer, you smell like his or her former boyfriend who wasn't very nice to him or her. And, you know, so you go to this interview and you have a lot of confidence. And you feel like you answered all their questions impressively. Even you are impressed with yourself. You see, except that you are not doing the interview. You know. And then you go home and they tell you, we're going to call you. In fact, sometimes they interview you and they show you all the things. They take you around and they show you where you'll be sitting when they hire you. They show you where your office will be. They show you where the coffee machine is. And they show you some of the people you will be working with. And you leave the place feeling like you just nailed it. I mean, this is it. You start calling all the people you owe and you give them when you're going to pay. You give them a date and you tell them, listen, exactly 9 days from now, it's coming. You know? And then you go home and you wait and wait and wait and wait. And they never call you. So you decide to call them. When you call them, they tell you, didn't they call you? And you say, no. So you're wondering whether you missed the call. Well, they did tell you, well, I'm sorry, but there were so many people and we decided to go with someone else. You see, now when you do an interview and you don't do well, when you're not taking, you're not surprised. But when you feel like you did very well, and you feel like this interview went very well, and you're not taken, then now a spirit of rejection actually takes advantage of the situation to attack you. Hallelujah. When rejection attacks you, that spirit robs you of self-confidence and the ability to present yourself properly for another interview, another situation like that. Do you see? So if you do not overcome that rejection, if you do not come over it, hallelujah, then you have started a cycle of unemployment because it hurts your confidence and you don't even believe that you qualify for anything anymore. You know? And one of the things about interviews, the more you attend them, the better you get. The less of them you have, the worse you get. Do you see? So when you're not interviewing, you're actually becoming less employable. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. That is why you have to step over the rejection quickly and not allow it to settle. You have to step over it very quickly. You have to overcome it. And the quality that makes people overcome such things is the quality of diligence. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you today? Yeah. You know, this is not an employment workshop. But it's a church. Amen. So you need to be able to overcome it quickly. Tell your neighbor, overcome rejection quickly. Overcome rejection quickly. Hallelujah. If you're in a relationship and it doesn't go well, that is another opportunity for a spirit of rejection. Do you understand? When you choose someone and they don't choose you. When you say, I like you, and he says, I don't like you. When you say, I like you, and she says, I don't like you. And especially when you think you are likable. Do you see? Then a spirit of rejection starts to attack you. You start to ask yourself. You see, when someone chooses someone over you, you start to look at yourself. And you look at yourself and you look at the other person. What has she got that I don't have? Do you see? And you check chest to chest. Hips to hips.
What a shock.
Then you go to the mirror and you check bottom to bottom.
Wow.
And you're just wondering, I mean, what is wrong with me? But you forget that that is only one person's opinion about you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. You forget that that is only one person's opinion, and even further, that that person's opinion may be flawed. That he or she is not the standard for what is right and what is wrong. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. If an insane person, someone who's gone or lost it, tells you you are wrong, why do you even believe it? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you have to master the art of overcoming rejection. Rejection is a spirit that attacks people and that makes them incapable of surging forward and moving on and continuing on the path that God has placed them. Hallelujah. Many of us have a spirit of greatness in us. Many of us have greatness in our destiny. God has ordained for you to be a great man, to be a great woman. God has ordained for you to become a star one day. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to rise up and learn to overcome obstacles with the quality of diligence. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, another very important quality that people who have tend to possess is a quality called patience. Quality called patience. Hallelujah. Patience is defined as the good-natured tolerance of delay or incompetence. It is the good-natured tolerance of delay or incompetence. To be patient is to be steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. So a patient person bears pains and trials without complaint. Hallelujah. So a patient person is someone who is able to tolerate delay or incompetence in a good-natured way. Amen. That means they are not waiting and murmuring and complaining and having a bad attitude while waiting. That is patience. Amen. When a person is patient, that person has the ability to stay put, to control themselves, to still maintain a good composure, to maintain a good attitude, even though things around the person are not lining up as they expect the things to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God has ordained for you to have something or to be great, the quality you need after diligence is patience. Because what you're going to find is that as you apply yourself to things and as you try hard to succeed with something, with a line of work, to succeed with the church, with something you're building, with someone you're teaching, something you're learning, a business you're starting, something you're trying to do, you're going to find that it doesn't always respond to the punches you throw at it. Hallelujah. It doesn't always respond instantly. A lot of things don't just work because you tried them. Hallelujah. You have to be patient with people. You have to be patient with singers. You have to be patient with the choir. You have to be patient with the pastor. You have to be patient with the members. When you invite someone to church, for example, you have to be patient with them. Yes, you call them and they say they're going to come with you this Sunday. And you are full of excitement and full of hope. And then you call them on Sunday morning and they tell you a really nice story. And that so discourages you. You feel like you're angry. You know, because sometimes you even adjust your schedule to accommodate someone. You know, you adjust something just to accommodate someone. And then when the time comes for the person to do whatever they are supposed to do, they still don't do it. In spite of what it costs you to adjust your schedule. Do you see what I'm saying? But you have to be patient with people. Amen. Amen. You have to be patient starting with yourself. Many of us are not patient with ourselves. You have more patience for other people than for yourself. But you don't realize that you also need patience. You need patience with yourself, not with another person, just with you. I mean, this is you versus you. Hallelujah. You need patience to allow yourself to develop. You shouldn't beat yourself up so much because you made a mistake again. You promise not to make this mistake ever again. And you find yourself having done the same thing you said you wouldn't do. And you are so discouraged, you quit trying to stop. There are people who quit trying to stop drinking, trying to stop smoking, trying to stop fornicating, trying to stop so many things. They just quit. They just give up. They give up altogether because they feel so ashamed at the record, at how many times they have tried to quit this habit and it still continues to hold on to them. But you know, you need to be patient with you. Amen.
Amen.
Be patient with you. Just because you didn't break through, just because you failed again, doesn't mean you are not destined to win. You are destined to win. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh. Anyone, anything that is born of God, if it's an idea, if it's a person, if it's born of God, it has an overcoming nature. It will come through in the end. It will overcome. You are an overcomer if you are born of God. Hallelujah. You can overcome your depression. You can overcome those negative thoughts that seem to take over your mind at certain times of the month or certain times of the week, and they seem to ravage your thoughts, and you seem not to be in control anymore of yourself. You find yourself sinking and sinking and sinking and sinking. Let me tell you something. The Bible says you are meant to overcome. You are the overcoming type. And it doesn't matter how many times you have failed at overcoming it. Just keep trying. And the quality that keeps you going is patience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be patient with yourself. Amen. Then you need to be patient with the people around you. You need to be patient with your spouse. You need to be patient with your spouse. Especially. Amen. Because a spouse is like acquiring a personal offending machine. Offense dispenser. Do you see it? Yeah. You know how they have these Coke dispensers and all these things that dispense all kinds of things. Well, because these days they have all kinds. Even yesterday at the airport, I saw they were selling iPads and iPads, Samsung Galaxy tablets, and so on. All of them in machines that just dispense it. Wow. You punch in what you want, tells you the price. You swipe your card, and it spits it out to you. You know, so people have gotten really sophisticated with these dispensers, and one of them is an offense dispensing machine, which comes in the form of a spouse. Hey! And you need to learn how to be patient. Amen.
Amen.
See, you cannot get an adult, a grown up, to unlearn all the things he has grown up with, which his mother could not change. Do you understand? What his mother couldn't change in 20 something years, you will not change in 6 months. You must always ask yourself, you need to be able to estimate how long you'll be dealing with this thing. You must ask yourself, how long did the mother try? You see, just to help you estimate how long you'll be dealing with it. So you just ask yourself, how old is this person? You're getting married to this person. He's like 25. Okay, it means the mother has tried for a good part of 25 years to change this. And she has not succeeded yet. Do you see what I'm saying? So as you're taking over, you get a good estimate of how long it might take to struggle with this. Then you get your patience in place. Because if you don't get your patience in place, you will soon be divorced. You see, we're talking about he that hath and then he that hath not. Do you understand? How does somebody who have lose what he has and then it goes to another person? It is because you were not patient. You were not patient. Sometimes people throw away good people because of one thing that's not so good about them. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a good person. He's mostly a good person. But because of one thing that's not so good about him, or not so good about her. And even that, you see, is relative, because good is also relative. Good for you. Sometimes something that is not good for you is good for another person. Do you see what I'm saying? So even whether your judgment of what is good is even correct, because sometimes what your determination and your judgment of what is good is also flawed and affected by your own immaturity. Which means that when you grow up a little, a lot of things you're calling bad will be transferred into the good column. A lot of things you're saying, I can't stand this, I can't live with this, will now join the column of things, oh, this is not so bad. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Which means the person may not even have to change after all. Really, it is you who may mature to realize that this is not something that should upset you or that should destroy a good thing that God has given you. Are you following what I'm sharing with you today? We're talking about how people who have are able to have more, and what makes people have more of what God gives them is this quality called patience. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
This quality called patience. You have to learn to be patient. You have to learn to keep pressing on. You have to learn to be patient with people as they try to understand what you are talking about, what you are complaining about, what you are crying about. You know, it is patience that helps you eventually to understand it. And when you understand it and you are finally changing whatever you are changing, you are glad you didn't throw it away when you didn't understand it. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, please. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Amen. It says, don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your faith or your belief in something or a person. Do you understand? And that it has great recompense of reward. There's still, you're going to get something out of it. Do you understand? And the reason is in verse 36. Verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. You have need of patience, that after you have done what God expects of you, you will receive what God promised to those who do what you have just done. Amen. See, if you put money in a dispensing machine, one of those dispensers, you put money in it, the thing is asking for $1 to sell you a can of Coke, and you put $1 in. When you put the first quarter, it receives it, and then it waits and keeps staring at you. Then you put the second quarter and it swallows it and it's still staring at you. Then you put the third one, then it swallows it and it's still staring at you. Then you put the fourth one. Now you have met your requirements. But you're already irritated that you tried 1, 2, 3, and 4 times, and the thing didn't respond. Meanwhile, you are just now, just right next to your breakthrough. Because after that, what is going to roll out is your can of Coke. But you get upset and you turn around and walk away. Do you see? And guess what? The next person who comes, just comes with a machine, and he doesn't have to put a quarter in. He just looks and the thing is there and he grabs it. Do you see what I'm saying? And that is what happens. Sometimes we let people go when they are just ripe. Do you understand? When they have finally come to terms with what you've been struggling with, and they have finally seen the point, you're already worn out and exhausted. And so you just take off. Another person just shows up and inherits a bunch of goodness. And when you know them, you get jealous. And you hate both of them. Can I have an amen? Amen? So we have need of patience. After you have done the will of God. After you have done the will of God. God said, if you give, it shall be given to you. You need patience after you have given to experience the second part. He says, when you give, it shall be given to you. He said, if you give, it shall be given to you. When you give, it will be given to you without fail. The Bible says, if you throw your bread upon the waters, you will find it after many days. But what will happen is that a lot of people will walk away before the bread starts coming back. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you give, it shall be given to you. But between giving and receiving what you have promised, you need to be patient. After you have done the will of God to receive the promise. Hallelujah. After you have done the will of God, the Bible says, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So you go knocking. Lord, help me. Lord, give me. Yes, after you have knocked, you have fulfilled the will of God, but you need patience in order to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times I'm in my house and I'm upstairs, and then I hear the doorbell ringing. And I know that I'm on my way down. I'm on my way down. But this UPS man, he has no patience. He has no patience. I'm actually in the house. And I have every intention to come and answer the door. But he has no patience. So he rings them. In fact, when he's even coming to the door, he already has his thing filled out. You know? He's going to leave a sticker on the door for me to say that he tried to make a delivery. And he has it filled out already. You see, so he gets to the door and then he presses the bell just one time and then he's gone. So sometimes by the time I get down there and I open the door, the truck is moving. And many of us are like that. By the time the Lord comes to the door with what you're looking for, you're already on your truck. And you're just moving. You're moving away. So needlessly. Tell your neighbor you need to be patient. You may be closer than you think. Hallelujah. You may be closer to your breakthrough than you think. It's just about to work. 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 You have to be patient. Amen. And your patience will pay off. He says, you have need of patience after you have done the will of God that you might receive the promise. Amen. Patience will make you bear fruit. Patience will make you bear fruit. Patience will make you fruitful. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8 and verse 15. The Bible says, But that on the good ground. This is the parable of the sower. Luke chapter 8 and verse 15. It says, but that on the good ground are they which are which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. They with an honest and good heart hear the word and they keep it and they bring forth fruit with patience. That means with time. Amen. It will get better with time. Amen? Amen. You will see good results with time. Amen. It will get better with time. Your husband will get better with time. Even your beloved will get better with time. You get a beloved is like a trainee, a husband. A husband who is like an apprentice. You know, yes. A beloved is someone who is learning the rudiments of, you know, staying in a relationship. You get it? And a lot of people are disqualified already as an apprentice. Too bad. They don't even have a chance to start. There are some things that change in people, and there are some things that don't change in people. You need to pray for the Lord to show you which ones change and which ones don't change. But what I know is that there are many people who bring forth good fruit with time. Good fruit with patience. A lot of people will become pastors. They'll become lady pastors with time. They don't even look like that now. Yeah? One day you're going to announce to your friend that you're a pastor and they're going to say, what? If you're a pastor, I'm the Pope. Because they cannot even believe that someone like you. And yet it will be true. Because that's what the Lord has done with patience. Hallelujah. Amen. Then patience will make you inherit good things. Patience will make you inherit good things. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Amen. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. Faith and patience will make you inherit the promise of God. Hallelujah. As God has promised us, God brought us to this place. The promise of God we are building this church on is that the mustard seed, even though it's the smallest of all seeds, it grows and becomes a tree. And many birds of the air come and take shelter in it. That is the promise of God. He said that's how his kingdom works. When God's hand is in something, that is the pattern it follows. And this church is like that. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen. And we are patient.
Yeah.
I am patient.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you have to be patient. Amen. If you come to church and you don't see a lot of people, never mind, just be patient.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. As long as Paul is here in his bow tie, just be patient.
Amen.
Amen. As long as I am here, patience.
Amen.
As long as you see Pastor Charles, patience. Amen.
Amen.
Well, sometimes you can go to church and wonder, is the church still on? I mean, is it still a branch? Is this still a church? It's still a church. The vision has not changed. The plan has not changed. And we are patient.
Amen.
We are patient after we have done the will of God. Hallelujah. We will not be slothful. We will not slacken our drive and our effort. No. We will be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Patience will make us inherit what God promised. One day, this church is going to be shelter for so many people.
Amen.
Yeah. A shelter is something that protects you from something. Yeah. And one day this church is going to be a shelter. It will protect people from divorce. It will protect people from suicide. It will protect people from discouragement. It will protect people from rejection. It will protect people from quitting and from giving up and destroying and ruining otherwise promising lives. That's the Lord's promise. And we are patient as He builds it. One block at a time. One step at a time.
Amen.
You have to be patient. If you're not patient, you can't be a parent. You can't be a parent. I mean, look at her. She come to church trying to enjoy church. Then she's her little child will not, you know. But patience. Patience. Yeah. See, all these people that are sitting still, they were once like that. Patience is what gets people from there to here. And if you give up on that one, you will not get this. And a lot of people don't have things because they threw them away. You could have had it, but you threw it away. Yeah. You threw it away. You just think of the harassment and the hassle and the difficulty and you say, look, enough of this. And you just throw it away. It's not like you're going to something. You're just irritated that you're having to wait for someone. But when you're patient, the Bible says it has great recompense of reward. You'll be surprised what your patience will bring you. You'll be surprised what is going to come out of it. You'll be surprised what waiting on the Lord and being patient, what it's going to bring into your life. Be patient. Be patient. Hallelujah. Don't be in a hurry to be in a relationship. Just be patient. Be patient. Be patient. You go to the hospital and see every day there are baby boys and baby girls being born. Every day the people are making babies. Be patient. The girls are not finished. And the guys are not finished. You go to the hospital, just say, I've come to see, I just want to see the baby making factory. I just want to see what is the production rate. And you go there and you see every minute they are being made. There are plenty all over the place.
Amen.
Be patient.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
No rush.
Yeah.
Just be patient. And you'll be surprised what your hands will find.
Amen.
By the grace of God. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
How many are going to be patient with the church? Be patient. Yeah. Sometimes you come to church, the music will sound good. Other times, you don't know what happened. No problem. Just be patient. Hallelujah. Just be patient. Amen. Sometimes you come to church, you understand the preaching. Then there are other times when you come to church, you just wonder, what did he say? No problem. Just be patient. You have to be patient with the pastor too, you know. You have to be patient with your pastor. Every pastor is still a learner. Every pastor is learning how to get better, how to preach better. Every pastor is growing himself. So you have to be patient with the pastor. Hallelujah. Celine, be patient. Amen. And it will have great recompense. Something great is going to roll itself into your lap because of your patience. You will qualify for a great promotion in your life. Robert, a great promotion is coming your way because of patience in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Amen. What do you think of my microphone? Is it good? It's good? All right. Okay. All right. Let's pray. We're going to close the service in a little bit. But Boo-Boo is going to come and play as a song while we receive the second offering. Okay? So after we pray, and then you come up. Hallelujah. All right. But bow your heads, everybody, right now. Just close your eyes. And just think for a moment about what you heard today. About patience. Are you one of those who has been impatient, starting with yourself? Have you been impatient even with God? There are some people who feel like God is working way too slow for them. Can a human being think that God is working too slow for them? And yet, there are some of us who do really think that God is delaying. But you need to be patient. Be patient with God. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your friends. Otherwise, you're not going to have friends. You'll be alone. You end up alone. And in this life, it is very difficult when you're alone. God has ordained for you to have friends, but your impatience will drive them all away from you. And you're going to miss out on some great blessings, some great things that God intends to bring into your life through other people. You're going to miss all those things because you are not patient with them. But if you're patient, a lot of great gifts will come to you. A lot of great people, greatness in people will mature, and you'll be one of the first people to benefit from it because you were patient with them. So I want you to pray about your patience. Just take a moment, everybody, talk to God today about your patience and say, Lord, please give me this gift of patience. I want to be patient, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Everybody just pray and say, Lord, please grant me to be patient. Grant me to be patient. It's a real private moment, you know. This is a private moment. How do people have things? And why do people lose things? Impatience. They don't have patience. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, my life to you I bring. Make each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. Lord, my life to you I bring. Make each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time. In your time. In your time.
show me, oh, that you will do that. You just what you said to say. Lord, please show me every day. Lord, please show me every day. As you're teaching me a way, teaching me a that you will do just what you say. Do just what you say. Lord, please show me every day. Lord, please show me every day. As you're teaching me your way, you're teaching me your way. That you will do just what you say, just what you say. That you do just what you say in your time.
Father, we thank you for today and thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. Your word illuminates our darkness. Our dark thoughts are dispelled when your word comes into existence. We pray, Lord, that you will bless your people with the gift of patience. Bless your people. Remove impatience from us and help us to be patient. Help us to endure delays. Help us to be able to tolerate incompetence when things are not as they should be, even in other people. Help us, Lord, to be patient, so that we can keep the people you have placed in our lives, friends, loved ones, family members. Teach us to be patient. Patient with our brothers, patient with our sisters, patient with our mothers, patient with our fathers, patient with our sons and daughters, patient with our bosses, patient with colleagues at work, with friends at school, with roommates. Help us to be patient, as it is this one thing that keeps people around us. Thank you, Lord, for such great instruction in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, I want to pray for you. If you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. If that is your prayer, I want you to raise up your right hand quietly and I'll pray for you. Say, I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be sure that when I die, I'll go to heaven. I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Please raise up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Is there anybody here like that today? Is there anyone here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, to thee my blessed Savior, thank you, Lord, for your blessing today. In Jesus' name. Everybody say with me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying for me.
I thank you for dying for me.
I believe with my heart.
I believe with my heart.
That you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
God raised you from the dead.
God raised you from the dead.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
I surrender all to you.
I surrender
my past.
I surrender my present.
And I surrender my future.
I surrender
all to you, Lord. Be Lord over it all. Be Lord over my life. Thank you,
Jesus,
for hearing my prayer. Please give me patience. Please give me patience.
Give me patience.
And help me to walk with you.
And help me to walk with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.